From the Cobol Cuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker here on this cold, brisk day here in Colorado to celebrate Martin Luther King and, of course, the inauguration. That's right here from the Cobol Cuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train that runs every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock from the Denver Open Media, that's 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out online 24/7. At DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, our heartfelt condolences go out to Ricky O. He's with the Latin Soul Party here, and of course the Ogeen family for the loss of his nephew Julian Ogeen, who passed away yesterday morning. And to his sister and the whole Ogeen family, we send love, and we are sending many blessings and peace for the family for this great, great loss. Sit back, relax, and as the Gospel Train comes to you, into your home and around the world with some great Martin Luther King tribute and the first time that the inauguration is going on at the same day. And, of course, the kickoff for the Black History Month, we want you to enjoy all the programming that we have for you. Stay with us. God bless each and every one of you as we come to you with some great, great gospel music.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Where a man is judged. not on his color of skin. We all love God. It was He who made us see
that a nation could never be strong
until all our people are free.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. control.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. Oh, that's none other than the Brooklyn Mass Choir. And, of course, before that was the Sisters of Glory talking about the rough side of the mountain. Then we did a tribute to Martin Luther King. I do want to let you know that you can... There's a lot of events that are going on tomorrow. Brother Jeff is feeding a lot of people. So if you need some food or you know somebody that wants some food between 11 and 4, there are like three different places. You can go to Brother Jeff Cultural Center at 2836 Welton Street. You can go to Dayton Street Opportunity Center at 1445 Dayton Street. And then, of course, you can always go to the Restoration Outreach Program at 1540 Boston Street. Those both are in Aurora. And, of course, we have none other than the MLK Rodeo that's going on tomorrow, January 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Coliseum. That's the National Western Museum. So you want the Bill Pickett Rodeo. If you haven't gone, it's something that you need to go to because it is a really an experience for, especially for young people. Also, the CBRT, which is the Colorado Black Roundtable, is celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's Monday from 3 to 5 at Zion Senior Citizen Center. That's 5151 East 33rd Avenue. It's a community conversation on Dr. King, Trump, the black political actions, and so forth. So if you're interested in something like that, then that's from 3 to 5. That's 5151 East 3rd Avenue right here in Denver. Save the date, Black History Western Museum, the garden dedication to Dr. Justina Ford will be going on. That's January 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30. That's 3091 California Street right here in Denver. And you definitely want to do that. So as we move on, I do want to continue to remind you that January 30th, through February 23rd, none other than director Donnie L. Betts is producing the G's event that's going to be at the Aurora Fox Theater. So check it out, you know. Check out the Aurora Fox Theater. If you need more information, give Chelsea Jones a call at 303-739-1971. For more information. And of course, moving on into March, Linda Theus Lee is going to be performing a soulful tribute to Patti LaBelle. And that's going to be a very, very powerful thing. That's Sunday, March 16th. And that's, I think the doors open at 5 o'clock. Right there at 1080 14th Street. We're talking about Dazzles. So for more information, you can go online to venuepilot.co /events. Thank you so much. So if you need the word out for KUVO and, of course, your nonprofit organization event, you can submit your PSA at KUVO.org under the contact tab, and we'll get it out there for you. Keep it locked right here. I got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Sonido.
Tune in for your weekly dose of joy, laughter, and good music, celebrating 5 years of expanding your musical mind. Join LaMolly for Super Sonido.
Super Sonido with LaMolly, Sundays at 4 on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Support comes from the Fort Collins Lincoln Center, which will present Arturo O'Farrell's Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra on Sunday, February 2nd. Arturo O'Farrell is a professional pianist, composer, and educator who's performed with various artists, including Dizzy Gillespie, Wynton Marsalis, and Harry Belafonte. Tickets are available at lctix.com.
Well, I can tell the
world about this.
Yes, I can.
World about this.
I can tell the nation.
I can tell the nations. The nations were his.
Tell them that my
Jesus has come.
Jesus has come.
Jesus has come.
Oh, and I can tell. Christmas season, let me hear you clap your hands. If you know the Lord has come to save the sinner man, every man, every woman, boy, and every little girl, he's come to bring glad tidings and joy to the world. Hey,
he brought joy.
He brought joy.
He brought joy.
I said, he brought joy.
He brought joy.
I said, he brought joy, y'all.
He brought joy.
To every nation under the sun.
He brought joy.
To every woman.
He brought joy.
I shall come forth as pure. I'm not walking right. And if you should hear me, then I'm not talking right.
Locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. Thank you for riding with me today. God bless each and every one. Give another shout out to my boy Ricky O for the loss of his nephew Julian. Oh, give him some love. If you need to call him, you can call 720-779-5746 and give your condolences. Because he is truly tubular trooper here with the Latin Soul Party. Keep it locked right here on the gospel train. We got more great gospel music coming to you.
Many KUVO members have contributed for 30 to 39 years, and they want the programs that they love to be here for the next generation. Hi, this is Flo Hernandez-Ramos. You can help sustain the future of KUVO by naming KUVO as a beneficiary of your retirement plan. For more information, call 303-620-5790 or visit online myimpact.rmpm.org.
Wake up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we will revisit civil rights lawyer Brian Stevenson's remarks at the recent Jazz Congress, plus freedom music from Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and birthday shout-outs to Questlove, Jose James, and we'll also remember the late, great drummer Jimmy Cobb.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Can treat me the loving way you treat me, for you alone supply my every need.
Every need.
No one else can do me the awesome way you do me. You give me grace and mercy every day.
Treat me like you do.
Try.
never knew I feel this way.
Oh, if you haven't had a chance to praise God and to accept the Lord Jesus, now's the time to do it right now. I do want to tell you that Dr. Michael Williams and many, many more artists are having an event that'll be February 7th at 7 o'clock. I'll be giving you more information next week. It's at Zion Baptist Church, talking about praise is what I do. And that's going to be Zion Baptist Church, 933 East 24th Avenue. And, of course, you can give them a call at 720-621-6774. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up of what's coming in the gospel arena. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of artists that's going to be a part of this, and you want to be a part as well. Well, it's about that time for us to start heading back to the station, and I have truly, truly enjoyed myself with you. You were listening to the group Fire. I'm telling you, they are awesome. And before that, we had a couple other No One Else by James Warren and some Black History Month. So remember, people, get ready. The train is coming. We're coming around to you, and of course, we shall overcome. It's going to take us home back to the station. God bless each and every one of you. Remember to go with God in all of your ways. Share that love with each and every person that you meet. And, you know, remember those that have passed away and have gone before us. We have a new day coming up. And we need to go with God and remember all of his words. Remember to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, in all your ways. That's right. Trust him and give to him. Because all that you do will make a difference in someone else's life. God bless you. I'll see you next week. Remember, the gospel train is coming to you, into your home, and around the world. God bless you.
against the kingdom's throne. Oh.
Listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.